നമസ്തെ. വാക്യകാരം പ്രരുചിം ഭാഷ്യകാരം പതഞ്ജലിം പാണിനിം സൂത്രകാരഞ്ച പ്രണതോസ്മി മുനിത്രയം. സന്ധി വിഷയേ പാഠനാത് പ്രാക് മയാ യത് പൂർവമുക്തമാസീത് പരിഭാഷാണാം വിഷയേ. സോ ഐ സെഡ് വി കാൻ അനലൈസ് ദ അഷ്ടാധ്യായി വിത്ത് ദ ഹെൽപ് ഓഫ് ദീസ് പരിഭാഷാസ്. Paribhasha means the meaning of saptami, meaning of shashti, and what is the meaning of visheshana. So with the help of that, we can analyze and we can understand ashtadhyayi. So this is just I'm showing an example how we can analyze ashtadhyayi. So those who want to understand ashtadhyayi deeply, so for their benefit I am explaining this. Just if someone can't follow, don't worry, this is I will teach sandhi, but just how we can understand all ashtadhyayi sutras with the help of paribhasha, and how much we can understand with the help of paribhasha. This is what I want to show. See, these are some sutras അഹം എത്തത് വിഷയേ സദ്യഃ കാര്യം കുറുവന് അസ്മി. കഥം തത്ര പരിഭാഷാഭിഃ സൂത്രാണാം അർത്ഥം ജ്ഞാതും ശക്യതേ. കിയത് പര്യന്തം സൂത്രാണാം അർത്ഥം പരിഭാഷാ സഹായേനേവ ജ്ഞാതും ശക്യതേ ഇതി. അത്ര കാനിചന സൂത്രാണി ഉദാഹരണാർത്ഥം അത്ര ചതുർത്ഥപാദാത് പ്രാക് ആധിക്യേന സംന്യാസസൂത്രാണി പരിഭാഷാസൂത്രാണി സന്തി. അതഃ തത്യക്ത്വാ വിധിസൂത്രാണി വിശേഷതഃ യത്ര വർത്തന്തേ തത്ര മയാ ആരബ്ധം. അതഃ ആർദ്ധധാതുകേ ഇതി ദ്വിതീയാധ്യായസ്യ ചതുർത്ഥ പാദേ വർത്തതേ സൂത്രം ആർദ്ധധാതുകേ ഇതി. സോ ആർദ്ധധാതുകേ ഇതി സപ്തമേ ഭക്തിഃ. മയാ പൂർവം ഉക്തം അത്ര സപ്തമ്യാഃ സാമാന്യതഃ പരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ ഇതി. സപ്തമീ പരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥ. കിന്തു ദേർ ആർ സം എക്സെപ്ഷൻസ്. സോ ഇഫ് ദേർ ഈസ് എനി പ്രോബ്ലം, മീൻസ് ഇഫ് വി കാണ്ട് അച്ചീവ് സം വേർഡ് ബൈ ടേക്കിംഗ് ദിസ് മീനിങ് ദെൻ ദേ ടേക് അനദർ മീനിങ്, ദറ്റ് ഈസ് വിഷയ. വിഷയ ഈസ് കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ്. ആർദ്ധധാതുക വിഷയ ഇൻ ദിസ് കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ദീസ് റൂൾസ് ആർ അപ്ലിക്കേബിൾ. തദാചേത് വിഷയഃ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ. പഞ്ച പരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ സ്വീകരിയതേ. കദാചിത് വിഷയേ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ സ്വീകരിയതേ. ഹിയർ ദേ ഹാവ് നോട്ട് ടേക്കൻ ദിസ് പരേ, ബിക്കോസ് ഇഫ് യു ടേക് ദിസ് ദറ്റ് മീനിങ് പരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ ഇതി സ്വീകരിയതേ, തർഹി കാനിചന രൂപാണി ന സിദ്ധ്യന്തി. അതഃ അത്ര വിഷയേ ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ അത്ര വ്യാഖ്യാതഃ. So, if you see this rule, so there are three seventh case words. Lep is also seventh case. Ti, Kiti, Ardha Dhatuke. Lep, Saptami Asti, Atra Pare Tyarthaha. So, you can see here. Atra Pare Tyarthaha Asti. Punaha, തീ അത്ര പരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥ അസ്തി, കിതി പരേ ഇത്യർത്ഥ അസ്തി, ആർദ്ധധാതുക്കേ അത്ര വിഷയേ ഇത്യേവ അർത്ഥ. ബട്ട് വേരെവർ ഐ മേഡ് റെഡ്, സോ ദിസ് ആർദ്ധധാതുക്കേ മേഡ് റെഡ് ബിക്കോസ് ഈവൻ ഇഫ് യു ഫൈൻഡ് ഓപ്പൺ ഇൻ സിദ്ധാന്ത കൗമുദി, യു വോണ്ട് ഫൈൻഡ് ദിസ് വേർഡ് ഇൻ സിദ്ധാന്ത കൗമുദി കോമെന്ററി. ഓൺലി യു വിൽ ഫൈൻഡ് ദീസ് വേർഡ്സ്. സോ ദേ റൈറ്റ് അധഃ സ്ഥാനേ, അധഃ സിക്സ് കേസ്, അധഃ സ്ഥാനേ ജഗ്ധി പ്രഥമ. സോ ജഗ്ധി ഭവതി ലപി പരേ തകാരാദു കിതിച. സോ ഓൺലി വിൽ ഫൈൻഡ് ദിസ്, യു വോണ്ട് ഫൈൻഡ് ദിസ് പാർട്ട് ആർദ്ധധാതുകെ. ദോ ദിസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദിസ് സൂത്ര ഇസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് അധികാര, ബട്ട് ദിസ് ലെപ് ആൻഡ് തകാരാദിക്ക് ആൾവേസ് ആർദ്ധധാതുക പ്രത്യയസ്. There are two types of pratyayas, ardhathatuka and sarvathatuka. These are always ardhathatukas. Therefore, Bhattoji Dikshita thinks, no need to mention this word. So he didn't mention arthasatuka. So wherever I made red, so you won't find that word in Kaumudi commentary. If you see the next rule, lungsano ghasil. यदि अत्र पश्यन्ति लुङ्सनोः इति तत्र परे चर्चा स्वीकृतः सप्तमी अर्धधातुके इत्यत्र यथा पूर्वं विषये बट् इदं पदम् अत्र व्याख्याने नास्ति न उपयुक्तं घञपोः अत्र परे चर्चा अस्ति अर्धधातुके इत्यस्य विषये चर्चा किन्तु तत्पदम् अत्र सिद्धान्तकौमुदी व्याख्याने न दृश्यते छन्दसि छन्दसि इत्युक्ते वेदे इत्यर्थः वेदे अतः वेदविषये तत्र अन्यत् किञ्चित् परिवर्तनं भवति बहुलं नाम विकल्पेन सुखयपोः परे अर्धधातुके विषये एवं सर्वेषु सूत्रेषु दर्शयितुं शक्यते सो यत्किञ्चित् सूत्रं भवतु सो वि केन् अनलैज् अष्टाध्यायी लैक् दिस् यूसिङ्ग् विभक्तिस् ऐ जस्ट् लिस्टेड् द इन् दीस् दीस् आर् द सूत्रास् इन् द फस्ट् कालम् यु विल् फैण्ड् सूत्रास् सो ऐ स्प्लिटेड् according to their vibhakti so adaha jagdhir leptikiti jagdhi is prathamanta adaha is sixth case and lepati kiti is all are seventh case words so like this we can analyze all sutras yadi pashyanti atra panchami bhakti api asti nakshatriya arshanitah panchami bhakti so tasmat param ityarthah pailadibhyah tasmat param ityarthah inah पञ्चमी अस्ति तौल्वलिभ्यः पञ्चमी अस्ति सो प्रथमान्तपदं किं सप्तम्यन्तपदं किम् अत्र सर्वत्र विषये इति स्वीकृतम् एण्ड् पुनः सो यदि परेत्यर्थः इफ् द थिङ्ग् इस् फैनैट् देन् ओन्ली वि केन् से परे इफ् द सेवेन्थ् केस् वर्ड् is explaining some concept or something else, then we can't say this pare. So then you will find this vishayartha. For example, if they say chandasi, chandasi sattami bhakti reva. Chandasi ittenena vedaha ittartha. So vedaha pare bhavitum narhati. Vedaha ittenena everything. So they are Rigveda, Ajurveda, the whole mantra, gamut of mantra comes under Veda. Ataha vedaha pare bhavitum narhati. It is impossible to say pare. अतः विषये इत्यर्थः स्वीक्रियते एवमेव यूनि इत्यस्ति यूनि इति काचित् संज्ञा युवा इति व्याकरणशास्त्रे टेक्निकल् टर्म् युवा सो अतः अत्र तत्परे भवितुं नार्हति अतः अत्र विषये इति स्वीक्रियते एवं यत्र परे इत्यर्थः स्वीकर्तुं न शक्यते तत्र सो परे यु केन् से परे ओन्ली वित् फैनैट् थिङ्ग्स् तदा एव परे इत्यर्थं वदन्ति यदि फैनैट् न चेत् विषये इत्यर्थं वदन्ति पुनः यत्र समस्या अस्ति किञ्चित् रूपं न सिद्ध्यति तदापि विषये इत्यर्थं स्वीकुर्वन्ति एवं तत्र सम्पूर्ण अष्टाध्याय्यां विधिसूत्रेषु एतादृशव्यवस्था अस्ति पुनः किम् अस्य प्रयोजनम् एवं विश्लेषणस्य किं प्रयोजनम् इति चेत् सो इफ् वि केन् अनलैज् द अष्टाध्यायी जस्ट् वित् द हेल्प् आफ् दीस् परिभाषास् एण्ड् विभक्तिस् so we can automate the process so means we can automate the ashtadhyayi process so even a computer can understand the process with the help of this vibhakti we can automate and we can produce sanskrit generate sanskrit words automatically we can analyze sanskrit text automatically so these paribhashas they help understanding ashtadhyayi very easily So we can analyze the whole 4,000 rules with the help of few paribhashas. So, ataha idam bahu prayojanaya bhavati. Yatad vishaye maya sadhyaha karyam kriyamanam asti. Katham vibhakti mavalambya, katham paribhashabhihi astadhyaya sutranam avagamanam kartum shakyate. So, evancha idam sarvatra bhavantaha evam drashtum shaknuvanti. सिद्धान्तकौमुद्यां सम्यक् व्याख्याने कदाचित् न ज्ञायते किन्तु यदि सूत्रं दृष्ट्वा सूत्रे किं कानि पदानि सन्ति कथम् अत्र अर्थः उक्तः किमर्थं सिद्धान्तकौमुद्यां कानिचन पदानि त्यक्तानि सन्ति इति सर्वं वयम् अवलोकयितुं शक्नुमः ये यत्र विशेषेण अष्टाध्याय विषये अध्ययनं कर्तुम् इच्छन्ति तेषाम् अत्र इदम् उपयोगाय भवति. अनया दृष्ट्या यदि अष्टाध्यायी अध्ययनकाले यदि पश्यन्ति तदा यु केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् अष्टाध्यायी वेरि ईसिलि. ट्रै टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वित् द हेल्प् आफ् दिस् परिभाषा देन् यु केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् अष्टाध्यायी वेरि ईसिलि एण्ड् विल् गेट् मोर् क्लारिटि विल् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् दिस् सूत्रास्. So I showed only for that purpose. If some of you may be interested in understanding Ashtadhyayi deeply, so this is how the paribhashas help in understanding. You can analyze the whole Ashtadhyayi with the help of these paribhashas, with the help of these case endings like this. Astu. वेङ्कटेश्वरन् महोदय प्रश्नः अस्ति वा?
नमस्ते सर्. एर्लियर् यू मेन्शन् विभक्ति एस् वी अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द वेरियस् केसेस् अक्युसेटिव् केस् डेटिव् केस् सब्जेक्टिव् केस् सो दे आर् एस् वी इन् स्पोकन् सान्स्क्रिट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् आर् दे डिफरेण्ट् फ्रम् यू मेन्शन् एर्लियर् द विभक्तीस् विच् आर् बीङ्ग् रेफर्ड् हियर् इन् अष्टाध्यायी. Can you please little more explain that?
Yeah, means here they use this vibhakti in particular sense. So we use in general means in spoken Sanskrit. So those vibhaktis are having many meanings. But here they are using these cases in particular sense, and Panini defined that. So the meaning of seventh case is this, and meaning of fifth case is this, and like this he himself defined the meaning. So in Laukika Sanskrit the meaning is different, and that is also explained in Ashtadhyayi. But the words which are used in the sutras, so they are having particular meaning, and Panini defined those meanings also. So means we can't can't understand with the knowledge of spoken Sanskrit. We can't understand Ashtadhyayi Sutras with just knowledge of spoken Sanskrit, because these are they are used in particular sense, all these words. So that I think this is the main difference. So because we don't use these cases in this sense in Shastriya, in other Shastra texts, or we don't use even in conversation Sanskrit. In this sense we never use this seventh case words or fifth case words. So here they are using in particular sense. And we know these meanings from paribhasha. This is what I am saying. This paribhashas, the they help in understanding sutras, to help analyze a sutra. So such sutras are called paribhashas. So the meaning, what is the meaning of saptami? So the paribhasha explains the meaning of saptami. What is the meaning of shashti? There is a paribhasha which explains the meaning of shashti in sutra. So these are called paribhashas, and they help analyzing a sutra. Asto? Yeah. Okay. Venkateshwar Mahalaya, is it okay? This is muted. I can't unmute this. No. Yeah.
Okay.
The thing
Thank
is,
you.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay. So we are presently working whether we can automate the Ashtadhyayi with the help of these paribhashas. That is there's a my area presently. I'm just working in this area. So we did some work on with the help of computer science people. So how we whether we can apply, so with the help of these paribhashas, whether we can analyze the whole Ashtadhyayi, and we can whether we can generate Sanskrit words. So So with the help of Ashtadhyayi, because it is very difficult to write a Sanskrit dictionary, because as I mentioned in the previous classes, so Sanskrit words are unlimited. So, and you have to analyze from dhatu to get the meaning. So you have to analyze dhatu and pratyaya, then only we will get clarity in the meaning. So, and it is very difficult to get such books. You have to search in dictionaries, and it is very difficult to know which pratyaya here they used. But if we can analyze, means if we can automate the Ashtadhyayi, then it is very easy to analyze any text, or it is very easy to understand Sanskrit words. So, but it's a very difficult task also. But we are trying, we are doing some work in this field. Okay, so let us start this Achandi. Those I explained, just those who want to do research or those who are interested in a deep study of Ashtadhyayi, for the benefit of them, I explained, showed that chart of Ashtadhyayi. So, if I go again, Achandhi Vishaye, itra vichara hasi, I'm explaining why these terms were given. Gunasandhi, Vrittisandhi, Etarasha, Namani Vartante. Kimartham tadrasha padani prayuktani iti maya uchyamanam asit. Guna sandhihi iti padam yada akarat ikare pare ekara bhavati, akarat ukare pare okara bhavati, akarat ukare pare ar, akarat ukare pare al. Atra guna sandhihi iti nama. Kimartham guna sandhihi iti nama maya uktam. Guna is a technical term. Guna refers A, A, O, Trayaha Varanaha. So, Guna iti padena, Trayaha Varanaha Grishyante. Ataha, Yatra ete Trayaha Varanaha Vithiyante. Tasya, Guna Sandhihi iti nama. Evancha, Etesu, Udaharaneshu, A, O, A. Evancha, Ete Trayaha Varanaha Santi. Ataha, Etesham Varanana meva, Guna iti nama vartate. Ete varanaha atra vidhiyante itataha asya santhehe guna santhihi iti nama. Evam vriddhi santhihi. Vriddhi santhihi, vriddhihi iti again is a technical term. A, I, au. Ete trayaha varanaha vriddhihi iti padena kachyante. A, I, au. Ete sham trayanam vriddhihi iti nama. Evancha ete varanaha, atra akaraha nasti, ai au vartate, evancha ai au anayoho vriddhihi iti samnyasti. Ete varanaha, atra etau varano, vithi ete ichataha, asya sandhehe vriddhi sandhihi iti nama. Vriddhi varanaha vithi yate, ataha asya vriddhi sandhihi iti nama. Tatah param guna santhihi. Oh, sorry. Oh, it is should be yan. It is yan santhi. So yan iti pratyaharaha. Yan itanena ya va ya va ra la ete varanaha grihyante yaran iti padena. Yatra ete varanaha vidhiyante nama yan varanaha yasmin santho vidhiyante saha santhihi yan santhihi iti gatyate. So wherever you find ya va ra la, so that santhi is called yan santhi, because yan includes ya va ra la. Yan is a pratyahara. Atah asya yan santhihi iti nama. Savarna dirgha santhihi. Yatra savarne pare dirgha bhavati. So akarat akare samana varne pare akara bhavati. Ikarat ikare pare ikaraha. Ukarat ukare pare ukaraha. एवं तत्र सवर्णे परे तत्र सवर्णः एव दीर्घः, द सेम् लेटर् दीर्घ, दीर्घ आफ् द सेम् लेटर्, सवर्णदीर्घः आदिश्यते. अतः अस्य सन्धेः सवर्णदीर्घसन्धिः इति नाम. पुनः यान्तादेश वान्तादेशसन्धिः. किमर्थं यान्तादेश वान्तादेश? अत्र यकारः अन्ते अस्ति, ऐ इत्यत्र यान्त यकारान्तः अयम् आदेशः. एण्ड् औ इति वान्तः, एण्डिङ्ग् वित् व, वान्तः आदेशः. आय् इति पुनः यान्तः आदेशः. आव् इति वान्तः आदेशः. सो यस्मिन् सन्धौ यान्तः आदेशः वान्तः आदेशः च वर्तते सः सन्धिः यान्तादेश वान्तादेशसन्धिः इति कथ्यते. एवम् अत्र एते पञ्चसन्धयः. एतानि नामानि कदाचित् भवन्तः पुस्तके पश्यन्ति, सन्धिविषये अध्ययनकाले आरम्भिकपुस्तकेषु गुणसन्धिः, वृद्धिसन्धिः, यणसन्धिः, सवर्णदीर्घसन्धिः इति नाम लिखन्ति. तत्र कारणम् इदं, किमर्थं गुणः, किमर्थं वृद्धिः इति नाम इति चेत् इदम् अत्र कारणम्. एवञ्च एते सन्धयः वर्तन्ते, तत्र एतेषां नाम एवं दत्तम्. एतानि एते प्रसिद्धसन्धयः, स्वरसन्धयः. इदानीं तद् अभ्यासं कुर्मः. अत्र उत्तरं भवन्तः वदन्तु, अत्र ये वर्णाः मया अत्र चित्रे दर्शितम्, अकाराद् अकारे परे किं भवति, अकाराद् इकारश्चेत् किम्, एकाराद् अकारश्चेत् किम् इति अत्र चित्रे दर्शितं. केवलम् अभ्यासः. अत्र अ प्लस् अ किं भवति, तत्र उत्तरम् उट्टङ्कितुं शक्नुवन्ति, यु केन् आन्सर्. Yeah, so samyak, a plus a, so Indira ji answered, so it is a. And a plus e, kim bhavati? Yes, a plus e, a, Girija ji, samyak. So a plus u. Yes, Shivaramji, samyak. A plus U, O. And A plus R, Kim? A plus R. So, R. R nama, atra R sthane R. So, A, R, R bhavet. अत्र मयापि अर् इति लिखितम्, इट् शुड् बि सारी एक्चुलि इट् शुड् बि आर्, इट् इस् अ मिस्टेक् बिकास् इन् द प्लेस् आफ् फ्र अर् सो अ प्लस् अर् इस् आर् सो दीर्घः भवति, ऋ विल् बि रिप्लेस्ड् वित् अर् सो देन् यु विल् फैण्ड् टु अ प्लस् अर् plus R will be replaced with R. Sorry, it's correct. So both will be replaced with R. A plus A. A plus A. Idam sarvam ekadesha. So these two letters will be replaced with one letter A. A plus E, these two will be replaced with A. A plus O, these two will be replaced with O. A plus R, these two will be replaced with R. This is correct. So A plus A, these two will be replaced with I. These are all ekadeshas. Then A plus O. Yes. Au in the samyak Indiraji. And A plus I. Yes, Shivaramji, yes, Indiraji, I. And A plus O. Yes, Shitalji, yes, O. Then E plus A. Yes, Sadaya Sivamji, yes. Ya. Because E will be replaced with U, then U, A, Ya. So it is not Ekadesha. U is not replacing both the words. It is replacing only the previous one. Means it is replacing E. So, Ya replaces E, then U plus A, Ya. E plus E. Kim Bhavati? Yes, Indiraji. E. E plus U. Yes, Indiraji, Shivaramji, Samek. So, E plus U, U. Kimartham, U replaces E and it is not replacing U, therefore U. Evam bhavati. Ikarasya sthane yakaraha. So, U plus U, U. Rasparam, E plus R. Kim bhavati? Yes, Shivaramji, yeah. Sadashivamji, Indiraji, yeah. Iru. Ikara sestane yakaraha. Then rukara. So, iru. E plus r, iru. E plus a. Yes, Indiraji, yeah. Shitalji, yes. So, e plus a, ye. E plus o. Yes. Shitalji. Yo. Ikarasya sthane yakaraha. So, yo. And E plus I. Yes. Indiraji. Yeah. Shivaramji. Yes. Prasad. Yeah. Yai. Aikaraha asti ataha. E plus I. Yai. E plus au. Yes. So it is yau. U plus a. Kim bhavati? Yes. Kalyan Krishnanji, yes. So Shitalji, yes. So va. Ukarasya sthane vakaraha. Akaraha asti. Ataha va. U plus e. Yes, Shitalji, yes. Kalyanji, yes. So v. U plus U. Yes, Indiraji. So, yes. Ukara sestane vakara. So, oh. Yes. So, dirghaha ukaraha. U iti bhavati. Yeah. So, it's not vu. Smartam, ukara param ukaraha vartade. Samanaha, savaranaha asti. So, it is not vakara, but dirgha ukara. U. U plus R. Yes. Vr. Ukarasya sthane vakaraha. So, Vr, Vr. U plus A. Yes. Indiraji, yes. Ramprasadji, yes. Ve. Ukarasya sthane vakaraha. Then, V plus A, Ve. U plus O. Yes, this is wo. U plus I. Yes, Prasadji, yes. Y. And U plus au. Yes, Indiraji, yes. Prasadji, yes. So, it is wo. So, evam sandhihi bhavati. Just for example, so this is how we have to apply this sandhi rules. Yadi yatra yatra ekadeshah dvayoh sthane ekah varnah bhavati. In some places these letters they replace both the letters. The A replacing A, A and A, and A replacing A and E. Here, and O replaces A and O. This is ekadesha. So replacing both the letters. Kintu sarvatra ekadeshah nasti. For example, here it is not ekadesha. Y replaces only e. Ikarasya sthane yakara. Since there is akara, it becomes ya. And here you replacing only e. Since there is ukara, it becomes u. Atra yiru kimartam. Since there is ukara, it became yiru. So this is not ekadesha. It's not replacing both the letters. So evam tatra sandhinam yada udaharanani pashyanti अथवा यत्र संधि अस्ति तस्य विभाग काले एवं ज्ञातव्यम्. ओ इतोपि कानिचन उदाहरणानि सन्ति. सम मोर एग्जांपल्स एक्सरसाइज आर देयर सो वी कैन आंसर. ऋ प्लस ई यस ऋ प्लस ई रि किमर्थम ऋकारस्य स्थाने रेफ then e, so it is a ri. Yes. Then ru plus u, ru plus u. Yes, Indiraji, Prasadji, yes, Kalyanji, ru. Ru plus ru. Yes, Indiraji, yes, Ram Prasadji, yes, Sitalji, yeah. So dirgha rakara, ru. Ru plus a. Yes, Ramprasadji. Yes, Sitalji. So, re. R plus O. Yes, Sitalji. Yeah, Indiraji. So, it's ro. And R plus I. Yes, Indiraji. Yes, Kalyanji. Yeah, Sitalji. Yeah. So, rai. R plus au. Yes, Rampasaji, yes. Sudashivamji, yeah. Rau. And A plus E. Kim Bhavati? A plus E. Yes, Shivaramji is correct. Yeah. So, I. Ekarasya sthane a yu. Then, since there is E, it is a yi. I plus U. Yes. Yeah, there are different answers. So, I itasya sthane I. So, A-U. I replaces I. Since there is U, it is I. U, A-U. A plus R. A plus R. Bhavati? Yes. Shivaramji? Yes. Yeah. Prasadji? Yes. Yeah. So, I R. Yeah. Ram Prasadji? Yes. Right. So, I R. I. So, I replaces A. Since there is R, it is I R. I plus A. Yes, Indiraji, Samak. Yeah, only one answer I got. Yeah. A. I replaces I. Since there is A, it is I. A. A. I plus O. Yes, Sadashivamji, Samyak, Indiraji, yeah. I, O, A, Yo. A plus I. A plus I. Yeah, Samyak, yeah. Kalyanji, yes, Rampasadji, yeah. Indiraji, yeah. I. So, I replaces A, since there is I. A plus O. A plus O it is. A plus O. Yeah. So, Srinivasji, yes. Rampasaji. So, yeah. Jay Kumarji. So, it is I O. And au plus e. Yes, Ramprasad ji, yes. Indira ji, samek. Yeah, Shivaram ji, yeah. Jay Kumar ji, samek. So, avi. So, since there is au, the av replaces au. And ikara, so avi. Au plus u. Yes, Ramprasad ji, samek. Yeah, Kalyan ji, yes. Indira ji, yeah. Avu. And o plus r. Yes, Shivaram ji, samek. Yeah, Jay Kumar ji, yes. Yeah, so it is avr. Av. Okara hasti. Ataha okara se sthane av. Then it is r. So avr. Avr. And o plus a. Yes. Yeah, Jay Kumar ji, yes, Srinivas ji. So it is av a away. Au plus o. Yes, Indira ji, yeah, Jay Kumar ji, yes, Srinivas ji, yes. So av o avo. O plus I. Yes, Indira ji, Jay Kumar ji, yes, Srinivas ji, yes, Ramprasad ji. So av I avai. Yeah, Kalyan ji, samek. So au plus au. Yes, Ramprasad ji, yes. Yeah, Shivaram ji. So av au. Asto. So this is how we have to understand this chart. So we have to, so if we know the chart, then we can easily do this sandhi. So we can split very easily, or we can join two words very easily. So there are some more rules which are not mentioned in the chart that I am explaining here. Yakaradi pratyaya pare api okarasya aukarasya cha kramashah au av eto adesho bhavatah. So yakaradi pratyaya pare, when yakaradi beginning with yakara, yakaradi pratyaya follows, then also okarasya aukarasya cha, in the place of okara and aukara respectively kramashah au av eto adesho bhavatah. So au replaces o and av replaces au when it is followed by yakaradi pratyaya, a pratyaya beginning with yakara. For example, atra go iti kastana shabda asti. And ya is a pratyaya, is a tadhita pratyaya. So go plus ya. Atra yakaradi pratyaya pare vartate tasmat okarasya sthane au bhavati. You can see au. So gavya, I think you know the word panchagavya. So panchagavya, actually the gavya is derived like this. It is from go. So go is cow. So go plus ya, ya is a pratyaya, so it becomes gavya. So yakaradi pratyaya pare api au au eto adesho bhavatah. Only about okara and aukara, not a and I. Oh, again there is a mistake. So it is now I will correct here. So now plus ya. Aukara hasti, then there is yakaradi pratyaya. Ataha yakaradi pratyaya pare now aukarasya sthane au. Now ya. Evam tatra yakaradi pratyaya pare, when yakaradi pratyaya, here it is ya, here it is ya, beginning with ya. Yakaradi pratyaya pare api okarasya aukarasya cha kramashah au av etau adesho bhavatah. So it is also extension of Yanta Desha Mantra Desha Santi. And second rule, Padante, I, Av, 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 Ete Vartante Chet, Vikalpena, Yakara Vakara Yoho, Lopaha Bhavati. If I, means after doing this Yanta Desha Mantra Desha Santi, if I, Av, Av, etc., are at the end of Pada, then this Yakara or Vakara gets Lopa optionally. For example, Kasmai Idam. So since there is I, we can apply this Yanta Desha Sandhi. I ityasya sthane kim bhavati? I bhavati. Kasmai Idam. Now, Kasmai iti padam. Kim shabdasya chaturthi bhakti. Kaha Kasmai. Chaturthi bhakti. This is a pada. Ataha, padante. Atra adesha krataha. Ayiti adesha padante krataha. So I was at the end of pada and we replaced that I with I. Ataha yakaraha padante asti. This yakara is at the end of pada. Therefore, yakarasya kim bhavati vikalpena lopaha. Optionally, it gets lopa. So if lopa is not applied, then kasma idam. You will find yakara here. If lopa is applied, then kasma idam. Yakaraha nasti. So kasma idam. So two forms are possible. If this yakara or vakara at the end of pada. After doing this yanta desha vanta desha sandhi. This is possible. And ye ahuhu, another example. Hatra ye iti padam. Ekaraha. Padante vartate, yekarasya sthane, ai iti adesha. So since this yakara is at the end of pada, optionally, tasya lopaha bhavati. Ataha, yayahuhu iti ekam rupam, or yayahuhu. And if you read some, any shastra, I mean shastric text, for example, if you read Artha Shastra, or if you read Shankara Bhashya, you will find such forms. Means usually they do lopa. You won't find this form. Yayahuhu or kasma idam. So they opt for this lopa form. So everywhere in any the ancient text, it can be commentary or Artha Shastra like the original text. So everywhere you will find this lopa. So whenever there is a lopa, so we have to understand there was ye. So therefore, the ye got lopa. Ye ahuhu became ya ahuhu. Kasma idam means it's kasmai idam ityasit, kasma idam ityabhavat. Iti avagantavyam. Tau ahvaya. Au asti. Au karasya sthane av. Tau ahvaya. Tau ahvaya. And if lopa is applied, then ta ahvaya. So, sandhi rule is not applicable after that. Actually, you see, now a is followed by e. Akarat param ikarha vartate. So, but the sandhi rule is not applicable. You can't say kasme idam. Again, you can't do guna sandhi. Here, akarat param akarasti. But after doing lopa, should not apply any sandhi rule. So, you can't apply Savarna Dirgha here. Ta Ahvaya, again, you can't apply this Savarna Dirgha rule here. Because, why we can't apply Sandhi rules? Because, see, you can see the rules. The Lopa Shakalyasya iti Sutram. This Lopa Vidhayakam Sutram, Lopa Shakalyasya iti. Idam sutram ashtame adhyaye asti. This sutra is in 8th chapter and tritiya pada. It means it is in Tripadi. Idam sutram tripadyam asti. And all sandhi rules, they are in sapada saptadhyayi. It means they are before Tripadi. They are not in Tripadi. Sandhi rules are not in Tripadi. Sandhi means achandhi rules. Achandhi rules are not in Tripadi. and this rule is in Tripadi. So, after applying a Tripadi rule, we can't apply Sapa Saptadhyaya rule. That was I mentioned previously in by explaining Asiddha. So, after applying a Tripadi rule, we can't apply Sapa Saptadhyaya rule. So, Lopa Shakalya says Tripadi rule, and all other Achyanti rules are in Sapa Saptadhyayi. So, we can't apply those rules after applying this Lopa Shakalya. Therefore, we can't do Sandhi in these places. Kasma Idam, Ya Ahu, Ta Ahvaya. So, we can't apply any Sandhi rule after applying this. Astu? Yeah. Prashnaha Kopyastiva Kim Navyam? Yeah. What is the meaning of Navya? Navyam means Nava. Now is nauka. Nauka, ship, or anything you can take, or it is nava taryam. Taryam, taranam. Taryam namat, it's a yasya taranam kartum shakyate, that's a taryam. Nava taryam. So, which can be crossed with a ship or with a vessel. So that is called Navya. Lopa will happen in vowel only or in hal also. Lopaha yakarasya vakarasya cha lopaha. Only ya or va gets lopa. Ataha anyesham lopaha na bhavati. And only this is generally it's applicable after doing this Yanta Desha Vanta Desha Sandhi. Only after doing Yanta Desha Vanta Desha, you can apply this Lopa. And if if it is in Padanta, then only we can do Lopa. And after doing this Yanta Desha Vanta Desha, if this Yakara or Vakara is at the end of Pada, then you can do Lopa of Yakara or Vakara optionally. ओके अत्र प्रश्नः वर्तते वा कल्याणकृष्णन् महोदय
यस हाय गुड इवनिंग सर आई हैव अ जनरल कमेंट टू मेक आई हैव बीन ट्राइंग टू स्टडी दिस मायसेल्फ फॉर द लास्ट कपल ऑफ इयर्स एंड द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम दैट आई हैव फाउंड इज दैट देयर इजंट अ रोड मैप एज टू व्हाट दिस इज ऑल अबाउट यू नो इवन इन द ओल्डर बुक्स बट यू हैव मेड अ वेरी गुड अटेम्प्ट टू डू दैट इन योर Prathama Bhagaha, your book on the subject, you know, Vishaya Pravesha. But people like myself who are in the engineering and math kind of people, I would suggest to make one statement where you take, for example, a dhatu. Take Jamalra, for example, plus Pratyaya 1, plus Pratyaya 2, plus Pratyaya 3, plus Tinganda, equal to Gachati. So if you were to say that, to arrive at the word gachadi, you start the word gamalra, not the word, start from the dhatu gamalra. To get to gachadi, you have to go through this process, which is, you have the tinganda at the end, then maybe a couple of three pratyayas, and the connection of those pratyayas with the previous and the following words are the reasons for the sandhi rules, the tribadi rule, and all the other rules. And that, if that can be made clearer to some people like myself, we can advance so much faster.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Comment.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So you can add. So in my class also, if you have any such commentary, you can add so that others can get more clarity with the help of this.
You know, you've done a very good job in the Prathama Bhaga, like I said. It's clearly written, but it's still that connection is missing. You know, if you take the computer program deal, you know, you have two bags. One is the Dhatu bag, and the other one is Pradipadika bag. You take those two things, add a bunch of stuff to it to arrive at desired results. Final words. And to get there, you have to learn some rules. You have to be able to connect two words together. There are some exceptions, and there are some final cleanup work, which is in Tripadi. So
yes,
it
yes.
took 2 years to figure it out, and you shouldn't.
Yes, but yes.
On my
yes.
own.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, as Kalyanji mentioned, so it's all about so dhatu and pratyaya. As I mentioned in the first or second class, all Sanskrit words are just combination of some dhatus and some prakriti. You can call this a combination of prakriti and pratyaya. So they are derived from some dhatu by adding some pratyayas. And as he mentioned, we are getting this gacchati. So in bit to get this end form, we are applying the sandhi rules. Sometimes we use achandhi, sometimes we use hal sandhi, or sometimes we use visarga sandhi. So we are using this sandhi rule to get this end form. End is actually sentence. Sentence is the last one. So even these words, they are making a sentence. So to arrive at a sentence, we have to understand all this. Even samasa is needed to understand a sentence. Even this karaka, the concept of karaka is also needed to understand the sentence. So understanding sentence is very important. So to understand sentence, there are many concepts which are discussed in the start. There is karaka concept is there, or samasa, or sandhi, or how to derive forms from dhatu, or how to get these forms like gacchati, patati, ramaha, like. So how to get these dhatu and how to join or how to place these so in a sentence, and how to make construct a sentence. This is what is discussed in Atajyai. Yes, so good comments. Yeah. Yeah. Example on the screen. Yeah, Arjuna was, yeah, there is a question. I think this question about there in Arjuna Uvacha, it is a lopa of visarga. Actually, it's not lopa. Yeah, it's lopa of not visarga, but even Arjuna Uvacha, it is visarga sandhi. So we will study that while studying actually Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna Uvacha. So there is not example of swara sandhi, but there is an example of visarga sandhi. And one more sandhi, Purva Rupa sandhi, which is not there in this chart, that padante ekaraha athava okaraha tasmat yadi hrasvah akaraha vartate. Padanta ekara or padanta okara tasmat hrasvah akaraha, if it is followed by hrasvah akara, tada purva rupam. Purva means previous. Purva Rupa form. Previous form replaces both the letters. For example, Hare Ava. Hare, you know, Hari Shabda, Hare, Sambodhana, He Hare. Ava Rakshane. He Hare protect. Atra, Ekara Hasti, Ekara Hare Iti Padam. Padante ekaraha vartate, and it is followed by hraswa akara, akaraha vartate, ataha purva rupa, purvam kimasti ekaraha, ekaraha dvayoho sthane bhavati, so it replaces a and a, ataha hareva. So usually you will find this symbol, it is called avagraha. So to denote there was akara, this avagraha is written. So it is not part of sandhi, but to show there was an akara, usually in text you will find avagraha. So hareva. And te atra. Atrapi padante ekaraha asti tasmat param hraswa akaraha vartate, hraswa akaraha. Ataha purva rupam, purvam ekaraha asti. Ekaraha eva dvayoho sthane bhavati, it replaces both. It means it becomes tetra. Tetra. Guru astu. अत्र ओकारः वर्तते ओकारात् परम् अकारः अस्ति अतः गुरोस्तु पूर्वरूपम् पूर्वरूपमेव द्वयोः स्थाने भवति एवं पदान्ते एकारः अथवा ओकारः वर्तते चेत् तस्मात् ह्रस्वः अकारः यद्यस्ति तर्हि पूर्वतनवर्णः एव भवति एकारः वर्तते चेत् एकारः एव सो अकारस्य स्थाने अपि एकारः इफ् देर् इस् ओ देन् देट् ओ रिप्लेसेस् अकार आल्सो सो इट् गुरोस्तु तेऽत्र हरेव इति सो समयः अभवत् बालो अवदत् अगेन् इस् एक्साम्पल् आफ् ओकार सो बालो वदत् अवदत् सेड् अथवा पास्ट् टेन्स् आफ् वदति बालो अवदत् बालो वदत् पूर्वरूपम् एवम् अत्र पूर्वरूपसन्धि सो दीस् आर् नाट् इन् दट् चार्ट् दट् फोर् ऐ मेन्शन् सो पूर्वरूप देन् यकारादिप्रत्यये परे देन् यकारादिप्रत्यय फालोस् तदापि औ आव् एतौ भवतः देन् दिस् इन् पदान्त य यकारस्य वकारस्य विकल्पेन लोपः आप्शनलि लोप इस् पासिबल् सो दिस् त्री rules which is not there in that chart. Astu, tarihi, now I want to show some examples from Sanskrit verses or like that. So that we can see in the next class. I think now it is 6:58. So we can conclude here. We can see those examples for each sandhi. Then I am going to explain how these sandhi rules are explained in Ashtadhyayi. So now we know sandhis and we are going to see some examples then I will explain how these rules are explained in Ashtadhyayi how to understand those rules that will be at the end that word so these things we are studying in this sandhi Ashtadhyayi section okay astu tarhi वाक्यकारम् उररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारञ्च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् अस्तु सो देर् इस् अ क्वश्चन् अबौट् ते अत्र ते अत्र बिकम्स् ते अत्र Oh, Sheetalji, do you have a question? Because, okay. Because the problem is it doesn't show in order. Okay. I could see only two hands. Okay. Oh, now I can't see Sheetalji, are you here? I can't see your name also. Yeah, she, okay. You can ask, yes, Sheetalji, yes.
In example, we saw outlaw cow. It's not
Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. Au plus au, there Savarna Dirgha is not applicable. Because while explaining the sutras, Ashtadhyayi sutras, I will show why it is not possible. Because this Vriddhi, au, is there, no? It's Etoya Vayavaha. It's au is an... exception. So it's a special rule.
Okay.
So there you can't apply Savarna Dirgha. And you will know that in Savarna Dirgha that they mention Savarnayati. Though it is mentioned Savarnayati, all H letters are there, but when there are exceptions that general rule is not applicable.
Yes, okay.
So this concept of general and exception is there. So that we will know when we study those Ashtadhyayi Sutras.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Anything? Is it true that Santhis are not only between Swaras, vowels are not involved in Santhi rules? No, Swara Santhi, three types of Santhis. Swara Santhi, Vyanjana Santhi and Visarga Santhi. Now I am explaining only Swara Santhis. So again, the Vyanjana Santhi is there, Santhi between consonants is also possible. That we will know after this Swara Santhi. So, because there is, so Ramachandraji, so this is about your question. Is it true that Santhis are only between Swaras? Vowels are not involved in Santhi rules. Is it true? Vowels means, vowels and Swaras are same. And are only between Swaras, vowels are not involved in Santhi rules. Can you explain? We can unmute you, Ramachandraji. Just, it is difficult to find in this list. No, PQR. Oh. I can't see your name here, Ramachandraji. So, it's both are same. So, vowels and swaras are same here. Oh no, Panchanadam. Oh, sorry, Panchanadam. Just a minute. No, I can't see. Yeah, it becomes the atra. Which is overrides by Pura Rupa Sandhi. Te Atra. Okay, got it. Okay. Could you please explain Lopa Shakalyasya rule? Lopaha Shakalyasya rule. What is defined in 8th? What is defined in 6th Sarga? Yeah, what is defined in 8th Sarga? Supersedes what is defined in 6th Sarga. Is this correct? Yeah, the thing is, so this is called Asiddha. So it means after applying a Tripadi rule, you can't apply Sapa Saptadhyayi rule. Means it's one way. So only we can apply Tripadis after applying Sapa Saptadhyayi. But in other way you can't apply. Means after applying a Tripadi rule, you can't apply Sapa Saptadhyayi rule. So it's a one way application. So since this Lopashakalyase is in Tripadi, after applying Lopashakalyasya, you can't apply this Sapa Saptadhyayi rule. That is Sandhi for Atasavarna Dirghaha or Ad Gunaha, all these Sandhi rules, Guna Sandhi rule or Savarna Dirgha Sandhi rule, all these rules are in Sapa Saptadhyayi, means they are in 6th chapter of Astadhyayi. So after applying a Tripadi rule, you can't apply this Sapa Saptadhyayi rule. That is what is Asiddha. Rameshji, is it okay? Oh, okay, Swaminathanji. Yes, yes. Sorry. Just I will search your name. I can't see in this names list. So, what is your question, Rameshji? No, sorry, Swaminathanji. Are you here, Samitanji? Yes. Okay, my question. Yeah, okay, okay, it's clear. Yeah. Any other questions? Tab between Sarah. Okay, some rise. Okay. Kalyan Krishnanji, do you have any question? Okay, because I can see.
Am I there? Okay. Am I on?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, just a suggestion, because I've been fighting this myself, trying to remember the Pratyaharas, you know, the Maheshwara Sutrani and, you know, how to use that. So it would be nice to have it as we advance to have on the left side of your chart the regular dictionary based alphabet, and on the right hand side the Mahesha Sutrani, so that you don't have to remember. You can just look at it and tell, you know what Jabhani is or what Yav is, so that you will have one side the dictionary based Ayurveda, and on the right side the Mahesha Sutrani in very small letters, because it's hard to remember initially. It took me like several months to remember them.
Okay. No, I will. Okay, I'll add that. Okay. So while I start studying this Ashtadhyayi rules, so there I will add this Maheshwara Sutra, so that you can see and you can understand easily. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes.
I said, have a good evening.
Okay. Thanks. Venkateswaranji, prashna asti va?
Yes. Hello, I'm unmuted.
Hello. Yes, I can hear. Yes.
If you have to understand any kavya, the sandhi the sandhi rules become very important to understand. So, so many sandhi rules at the same time to apply. One has to remember by this will come only by practice, is it?
Yes.
Because that's what I want to comment.
Yes. So, rules are different. So, actually, even without knowing rules, by practice, you can split the words.
Okay.
So, understanding rules just help. But actually, those who study traditionally, they first study kavyas only. So, teacher says, see, this is how you have to split, this is how you have to split. So, by practice, they will know, oh, this is how we have to split. So, then they study these rules, actually.
Oh, I see.
So, even without knowing those rules, you can split these words. But practice is needed. So, you have to practice. So, if you know those rules, then you can apply. Even if without knowing the rules, you can with practice, or if you sit with someone who knows this, so you can practice initially, then without someone else, you can do that. Yes, Narahariji, do you have a question?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be going through these rules again. Apo, Akasavarne, Dirgaha, Iko, Enachi, etc.
Yes. Yes, after showing the examples, I will show those rules.
Yeah, okay.
And I will show how to understand those rules also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Swaminathanji, prashna asti va?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I've answered the question. I think some of the students are very
useful. Okay. अस्तु तर्हि अन्यस्य कस्य प्रश्नः अस्ति वा, अन्यथा समापयामः. या शाकल्य नीड एक्सप्लेनेशन, शारदाजी आस्क दैट आई विल एक्सप्लेन. एक्चुअली शाकल्य इज अ नेम ऑफ अ ग्रामेरियन. ही वाज अ ग्रामेरियन एंड ही वाज बिफोर पाणिनि. सो पाणिनि सेड अकॉर्डिंग टू शाकल्य दिस लोपा रूल इज एप्लीकेबल. According to Panini, it's not applicable. So, therefore, he mentioned the name of Shakalya. Shakalya was a grammarian and it was before Panini. And according to Shakalya, this lopa is applicable. Therefore, he mentions his name. Yeah. Are you there? I don't know whether you are there or not. Sharadaji asked this question. Yeah, Parvathanathanji, Balo Avadat, Balaha Avadat Apiva. Yes, because there are two levels of sandhi. Means first we did Visarga Sandhi, then this Purarupa. Purarupa is the Ach Sandhi, but before that we applied Visarga Sandhi also. So, since I didn't teach Visarga Sandhi, I just wrote Balo. But there Visarga Sandhi applied first, then this Purarupa Sandhi is applicable. ओके अस्तु तर्हि अस्तु समापयामः.